I just like these people who are referred to being weird or to being the black sheeps. Good day and welcome to another episode of Theater of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy today's episode titled I Just Like These People. You know, there are times in life where people are, or we get people who are assumed to be weird. More often, I've sat with such people. You know, when I was in high school, there came a time where someone was said to be weird, but instead of running, but I would go and sit with such a person. You know, when you sit down with those kind of people, the so-called loners, the so-called rejected people, the loners, the lost and found, you just get a different feeling, a different vibe up from them. Because I sat there with them, people will say they don't speak, they don't have any sense. You know what they're saying? They don't make sense. You know, that's what a lot of the group was saying, or like the class was saying. Oh, that person is somehow weird. And then I go there, I sit with that person, just to find that no, man, people just have their own opinions. Because it's like in the community, if you are different, you don't go according to the pattern of how each and every person is living. Guess what? You are weird. They will reject you. Like, the community expects us to be straight and sane people. If the whole street plays soccer and I don't play soccer and I just sit back in the house and do not play soccer and I sit down, and then if they try to play with me soccer and I refuse, guess what they will say? Ah, that one is weird, he doesn't understand soccer. So because each and every person is doing something, does this mean that we have to give other people names of being weird? And when you go down and sit with these people who people refer to be as being weird, somehow these people are mostly intelligent. They think out of the box compared to how the normal bunch they think. That's how it is, believe me. And most of the time these people are good people, but because they're categorized as being weird, people tend to say, no, we're not gonna listen to them. What they're saying doesn't make sense. I tell you, there were people in me growing up in different classes, different grades, which were being said to be weird. And there's nothing weird about those people. Go spend time with those people. You will see no me. From these people, there's just great souls only. Nothing weird. But because they're just a little bit different, then they're grouped and called weirdos. What's that? I ask myself, and I believe that in each and every person, someone is weird in someone's life. Ask me, even I myself, I'm not perfect, okay? I may go to other people, before they know you, you are weird. Where somehow they do not understand who you are. This is how life is. They have to first anticipate who you are. Okay? I'm sure, because I can go into a group. Let's take, I join a soccer club. Yeah, when I play soccer, I can go into that club, into that team, I can train, I can practice with them. But I won't talk a lot. I will keep quiet. Just be quiet. Every day, the whole training session, I will keep quiet. Sometimes even during the game, I will keep quiet. I know they find it weird. How can he choose to be playing soccer if when he's on the ground he doesn't talk? But if we are doing a practice session, obviously you are going to be grouped. When you are going to be grouped, you will identify me and you will see me that I'm part of your group. So I don't see it as a need for me to talk, because you would have seen me. If they group us, they will give us something which will wear to show that we fall in the same team. Or if they don't give us, they will give us 5 minutes to look at each other. You know that during the practice session, you stand with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that person and this person. So I don't see a need to talk. Even during a match, I don't talk. Because during a match, it's simple. The opponent will be wearing a different gear. We will be wearing a different gear. So what's the point for me to be shouting and chanting? No, I just have to make sure that I open the space where they can distribute the ball to me. I know, I've been there. I assume they think he's weird. He doesn't talk. He just runs around in the ground. Yes, they tell me, Blessing, talk when you're in good position. Raise a hand, do something. I don't really see a need for that. I know it's a very weird way how I do it, because I tell them, I don't even tell them, but I don't even understand when they say to me, raise a hand, but I'm wearing the same gear as you, same kit. So I don't even see it as important for me to be raising my hand or shouting or calling for the ball. Why should I be calling for the ball if you're wearing the same gear? I don't need to be calling the ball if you're wearing the same kit, because it's obvious. If I call for the ball and chant my name and raise my hand, obviously the other team will come, they will surround me. When the ball comes there, it's gone. But they keep on telling me, raise a hand, a call for the ball. I really don't see a need. I'm sure practically they might be referring me to being weird when I play soccer, because I have noticed and realized that we are different. Okay. Yes, and being different from the bunch will make you to be weird in some other people's aspects. Don't be surprised, because that's how it goes. If some people regard you as being normal, remember, people will take you to be normal after they know you. Believe me, each and every person is regarded as being weird until they get to know what kind of a person you are, what group you fall in, what you like, what you hate. Leave me, that's how it is, and it will always remain that way, because I believe that people who are fed being weird, they have great souls, to be honest. Oh, they are very kind, they are very polite, they engage nicely, they have no problem with sharing, they enjoy other people's company, because the whole people will be saying, oh, come on, that's a very weird person. But believe me, great souls are there within those weird people. Okay? You'll find them saying that, I don't want to be, I'm lonely. Okay? I'm lonely because I choose to be who I am. I'm lonely because I choose to do my own thing in life. I'm lonely because I choose to be original. Remember, in this world, if a person is weird, most of the time it's not because they do something differently. No, It's because the stick is their own original label. As I said, out there are many people who copy each other. But to stay in your own lane, believe me, and stay in one lane, and know who you are, ain't a very simple thing. To live with the purpose of being your original self, that on its own is something which is not easy. And when you keep on staying in your own lane, living for your own purpose, living to be you, not being changed, not being shaken by other individuals, believe me, ain't an easy ride. You'll get out there, people will get swallowed, their whole character swallowed. They will see their former self, who they were, in someone else, and they'll regard that as being weird. Why? Because they swallowed their own originality to adopt someone else's brand of original. And when they follow that kind of brand, what do? They change their perspective of life from who they were to something that they were not. And actually, what they're changing from becomes weird. Believe me, staying in one line, staying as who you are, it's not easy. It's like now, there are things which they could regard for a person, if a person is not doing, they could regard you to being weird. So, like, maybe because, I don't know, people enjoy different things, they do their own things, but you know what I have realized? I was watching TV, a soap, where I'm currently located, just seated watching a soap. And this other man comes and arrives there. Yesterday I was watching soccer. That man saw me watching soccer. The following day, the man comes and sees me watching this a drama, and then arrives there and says, a man watching such things. And then he said, and then I said, I didn't respond, and I said, I do watch them. Guess what that man said? Ah, no, a man does not watch such things. It's, you see, already, because I'm doing something and that person assumes that it shouldn't be done from their own view, where do I fall? Weird people already. You see, automatically, people group you, they dispatch you, they place you according to what they think is right. But is there a blueprint or a map of how we should live life according to this way that all of us should be living life? This is where all of this idea of being weird comes from, because someone anticipates that we should be doing things in a different manner. If he or she doesn't do it, and then someone does it, they'll take it as being weird. Because the way I saw the reaction from that man when I said, yes, I do watch them, I watch soapies, he gave me this other look like, oh, come on, you can't be serious. You can't be sitting here yesterday, you're watching proper things. That was the look from himself saying, he's not understanding. How can I be from watching soccer and coming to be seated down and watching soapies? He assumes that soapies are meant for ladies, women, girls. And I'm asking myself, when was that ever drawn down and said, that's how life should be lived? Actually, in this life, people, there's no such thing as being weird. That's what I have anticipated and seen. just how people categorize you. And the same person said, another, this other lady came by who he was looking for. He asked, where is the caretaker? Or the caretaker, they say they went out to buy chips. And guess what now? He categorizes the caretaker also according to him, because they told them that the caretaker went to buy chips. And then he says, oh, no one, a man doesn't eat fries. And I was like, so a man doesn't watch soccer? A man doesn't go buy fries or chips? So it's like he already has a category for where weird people as men stay for him already. He says weird people, they do not eat, and people, men like men, according to him, they do not watch soapies, they do not eat fries, they fries or chips, they do not eat them. They just, I don't know, what do they do as men according to him? So you see, at the end of the day, there's nothing I can say, but I just can say that those people who we regard as being weird, they're just like me and you. And more often lies great souls inside of them. Lies the people who say to themselves, I won't stay in one lane. Okay, if I see something, I'll go for it. If I want to break the rules, they will break the rules. They are the game changers, those people. If I decide to do something and change some rules and do it my own way, and everyone is following a similar pattern, and I sit down and ask myself, wait, actually, who said you must follow a certain pattern in life? At first, people will say, no way, that person is weird. Why is he stopping to follow the pattern you are following? It's just like people anticipate us to be the same. Do the same thing each and every way, the same how. But we're not the same. This is what has to be understood. The way they regard the person to being weird, this is because the person is just different. So that's how it is. If people are doing something in a big bunch, they expect each and every person to follow that way of living. And when someone comes along there and does it differently, guess what? You're weird. Look at all those people. Most of those people who own big brands, believe me, they were regarded as being weird when they were starting their own things. You see, that's how life is. There's no such thing as a weird person. Just according to how people want to see and how they want to categorize how we should all be living, how we should all be doing things. At the end of the day, nothing is weird in life. Rules, and we are meant to do our own things differently. There's no blueprint, or there's no true meaning of normal in life. Your normal is not going to be my same normal. That's how people should understand. You may define normal in a different way, and you may define normal, a normal day, as you doing 1, 2, 3. And I may define normal as doing what? 11, 12, 13. And then you'll ask yourself, why? Why is he doing that? Because the minute you do something different from what a lot of people are doing, just know that you are weird to other people. Being different, it will end you to being weird. That's how life is. It's not like a person is weird. You know, it's because you're just someone who is different. And I really like and enjoy being around those people who are regarded as being weird, because I know in my life also, in someone's life or someone's eyes, I'm already weird already. So what's the point of being surprised when they say that person is very weird? There's nothing being surprised when someone says weird. Remember, the one who's saying that they're weird, They also found a time where they were weird in someone's life and they didn't even know that they were weird. Okay, so that's how life is. That's how I found it to be, that those people who are called to be weird, they actually, there's actually nothing wrong with them. It's just that they don't do everything that normal, or everything that the big bunch is doing, even the big crowd is doing. That's the thing. It's like if you stay with people and they drink alcohol and you decide not to drink, they will force you until you say no. And if you still say no after they forced you, imagine what they'll say. He's weird. He doesn't want to join us. Doesn't want to hang out with us. That's a weird person. You understand? That's how life is. There's nothing such as weird. It's just that people will give you their own definition of being weird because of how they live their own life and how they expect others to live. So that's how it is. Weird. There's nothing like weird. And I tell you, sit with a person who they say is weird. They will tell you that if it is a girl, you know that in most cases, girls are the ones who go out gossiping. If a girl refuses to stay or hang out with girls, guess what? They will regard that girl as being weird. Why? Because they will assume that she's weird. Why doesn't she want to stay with other girls and hang out with other girls? Okay? And they might assume that she's lesbian or she is a tomboy. Such are those things along those lines. Why she's not? Why she's just avoiding things like sitting there and gossiping? That's what you have to understand, that if you don't do something according to her, how a lot of people regard what they define as normal for a person to be doing in a certain area or in a certain group. Remember that you're going to be grouped and categorized as weird. So I have started to understand that actually there's no weird in this life. And most of the time, people who are weird are people who are introverts. Because people who are introverts, they tend to be people who stay indoors. And while extroverts are those people who follow the crowd outside. They do everything outside. And if I'm an introvert and I stay indoors and do what I do inside, actually, automatically, that brings me to be an a weird person. That's how I've seen most of the time people who are regarded as being weird are introverts. Believe me, I've been there. I still think, and I know I'm not lying to myself, I am an introvert most of the time. Stay indoors, keep calm, focus on my own business. Believe me, I don't really jump to other people's business. I stay in my own lane. I understand people will want to say different things about me. It's life, they have to talk. And I don't have a problem when I'm grouped as weird. But most of the time, when people come along, they start to talk with me and hear me speaking and hear what I say, most of the time they will end up saying, wow. That's what they say. Wow. You have some ideas, you have some way of living life. You are more intelligent. Why don't you come out and you share what you have in you? It's not in me. What is in me is to stay back in my own lane. Just don't dump there and not be given the spotlight automatically. I don't need the spotlight to succeed. As long as I know who I am, I stay true to myself. That's how it is. Introverts are the ones who are regarded as what? Being weird, because they don't go out stating who they are. Believe me, those who are regarded most of the time as being weird are introverts. Extroverts are always out there in the public eye. Each and every one of them sees them. They will come and tell a person who is an introvert, why don't you be like that person? Be out there. Be open. Hey, remember, don't pressure people to live according to how others are living life. We're not meant to be living the same way. I believe that there's nothing as a weird person. It's just that because People expect us to be living in a certain way. That's how we get ourselves to be called weird. There's nothing such as being weird. Believe me. Believe me. Most of the time when people get to know about me, really, my true capabilities is to keep quiet. I can really do that. Keep them quiet. And I'm not really pushing that much and making friends. I can really keep quiet. We can sit for many hours together, as long as if you are new to me. Here and there we can talk, but I can keep quiet for a long time, a long, long time without saying anything. And imagine sitting there with a person who just keeps quiet. I know it sounds weird already, the way I'm saying it. I'm not pushed, I'm not keen on jumping and saying, let's be friends and do 1, 2, 3. It's not me. I won't lie to anyone. I really wish I could, but that's how it is. And I know in someone's story, I'm weird. And I absolutely have no problem with that. Because according to my life, anyone is bound to be whoever they want to be. That's how you have to live. But I'm just proud of myself that I always know how to stick and keep what I know. That is being me. That's how it is. Introverts are people who sit down, sit back. And those people, believe me, they have a lot to offer. I am there. I am one of those people. I can just keep quiet. I tell you, imagine how weird it is to sit with a person and still watching TV. The person just keeps quiet, says nothing. And when I tell people what I do, the things which I have done already with my life, writing, being an author, a musician, a poet, people become more interested in me. Then now they tend to forget that a few moments ago they would have placed me in the weird category. That's how funny life is. The minute you open up and they say, no, this guy is much, much more than what I drew him up to be. That's how they move you out from what being weird to being someone who they seem to understand and like and become particularly interested in. So believe me, there's nothing as being weird in this life. Nothing. Been there, lived it, and still going through that life. There's nothing such as being weird. We are all the same. Just remember, there's no blueprint of how to live life. Good day and have a rest. A good, lovely day. I'm JB State. Never be too shy to explore yourself. Thank you.